In the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, please be seated. In life, some things are visible, some things are invisible, but still very real, and as real as that which we cannot see with our eyes. When I was a child in grade one, the teacher asked the class if we could see the wind. And I was the only child who said yes. But of course I could see it. I could look at leaves moving on the trees. I could see the paper being blown along the ground. I could hear the sound of the wind as it builds up. And I could feel it on my face, blowing through my hair. The wind was all around me. But I was wrong, according to the teacher. I couldn't really see the thing called wind. I could only experience the effects of it. Now, today, some things are very visible, right here. As I look around, I see a lot of red. Even red socks, I believe. I won't tell you who. Now, why red? Because we want to make a very visible statement as we celebrate Pentecost today. So we have a glorious celebration and we worship God, the Holy Spirit, whom we cannot see in a visible sense. But can we see the Holy Spirit in other ways? Just hold that question, I'll come back to it. What are we celebrating on this, the 50th day after Easter Sunday? Well, two things. Because Pentecost celebrates both the Holy Spirit and the birth of the Christian Church. So Pentecost marks the dawn, if you like, the beginning of the Church. But of course, it's not the dawn of the Holy Spirit, because we have a kaleidoscope of images of the Holy Spirit from the very beginning of the Scriptures, right through. So we know from Genesis that the Holy Spirit brings to birth creation. The Spirit of God, a mighty wind, sweeps over the face of the water. The Holy Spirit continues to breathe through the Scriptures. The breath of the Spirit in the Ezekiel reading today, making connections between bones, breathing new life into dead bones, clothing them with sinews and flesh. And the Spirit who brings new things into being is also celebrated in our psalm today. Now, the aspect of the Holy Spirit as the breath of God is such a wonderful one, isn't it? Someone wrote, "In our deepest self, within, the Holy Spirit is God breathing from the cry of the infant to our very last breath, the Holy Spirit breathing within us." Now, when we turn to the book of Acts, which we read from today, we hear about something amazing and wonderful happening at the Jewish agricultural feast of Pentecost, which was 50 days after the Jewish Passover. The disciples are obediently waiting for the promised Spirit as Jesus had commanded them. And they are continually praying also, waiting and praying. What a dangerous, if not flammable, mix. For the God of wind and breath in the Scriptures is the same Spirit who is the wind and breath of Pentecostal fire, hence red. Imagine being there as a disciple, What a palpable assault on our senses it would have been. A violent wind, noise, confusion, seeing tongues of fire, disciples finding themselves speaking in languages they hadn't previously known, praising God. And in case we think this was just for an individual spirit-filled experience, we see others rapidly gathering from many different places, and connection between all these vastly different people is made because the Holy Spirit has enabled it. Can you imagine the disciples thinking, is this what we have been waiting for that Jesus promised? This clothing with the power of the Holy Spirit is really something else. And the purpose? Well, it wasn't just for celebration of an amazing event. It was about, as I said, making connection. Connection with others, with the world. So, was the event for the disciples just about the pyrotechnics of a theophany, an appearance of God? No, it was about spiritual transformation, and not just, as I said, individual transformation, but transformation of a community and ultimately the world. The dynamic of Pentecost, of the Holy Spirit, is centrifugal from an intense centre, moving out. Barriers are broken down, people are sent out, and connections are made. So, is wearing red and having beautiful music the only way to celebrate the birth of the church through the Holy Spirit? No, definitely not. A lovely way, but not the only way. We need to celebrate where the Holy Spirit is among us, in this place, moving among us, breathing new life into us. So let us reflect on this for a moment, on the evidence, both the visible and the invisible, for God's work among us. Firstly, as individuals, we may experience a growing new life of faith within us, a stirring of the Holy Spirit, a growing wholeness, if you like, a connection within us. As we align ourselves with God in prayer, in reading the scriptures, in waiting on God, in hearing from others about their faith experience. Let me let you into a secret. One of the exciting things about being a priest is hearing how the Holy Spirit is working in people's lives. So how is the Holy Spirit working in your life? Where was God in the happenings of this week for you? Did you recognise God, the Holy Spirit, in events and people? Sometimes it's good to take time at the end of each day to reflect on that. But as we know from the scriptures, and particularly our Acts reading today, being an individual Christian is not enough in the life of faith. So what about as a church community? I've thought of some examples where I see the Holy Spirit moving among us. I'm sure you can think of some more. What about the invisible, the more invisible things that we may not be aware of or able to observe? Your prayers for the church. You may be praying for the church and for individuals. You may be praying for the world in your prayers. And your quiet acts of faith. You may be lighting a candle, taking a photo to send to the parishioner for whom you are praying, as one of our parishioners faithfully does. You may make a quiet word to someone experiencing difficulty. You may make a financial gift to the church in gratitude for what has been received. And then there is that wonderful gift of curiosity, a desire to learn. What is faith about? I want to study that. I want to do it in a group. We have had some people in this parish doing just that, who have come and said, I want to learn more. I have questions. What about the more visible aspects of what is happening in the parish? So where do we observe the Holy Spirit moving to do people to do God's will? I thought first of inclusivity. Our community is actually growing in diversity in all sorts of ways. And generally speaking, those of you who have been here longer are very accepting of that and welcoming of new people and those from different backgrounds. And then there is volunteering, asking, what can I do, as some people are? Showing a willingness to participate in the full life of the church. And it's so wonderful to have new people to the church offering to be involved. We have new servers, readers, helpers at morning tea. And if I can just make a comment about that latter point, it takes a lot of courage for new people to have courage to do morning tea. You see, if you don't know how many cups of coffee grains to put in the urn, it's a bit frightening and scary. But they still offered to do it, to learn. And of course, we have many who have been so faithful for many years helping with morning tea and helping the new ones now as well. Thank you. This is all about hospitality, another sign of the Holy Spirit working. And when we talk with each other, showing genuine interest in others, make new connections with new people. All this I observe happening after church at morning tea. Of course, there might be another step that some take, which is about actually sharing your faith with others at morning tea. It's a big step sometimes, isn't it? And then we have a footprint in the community, outreach, social justice programs, the op shop. We are doing a lot. But are we doing enough? That is the challenge. There is pastoral care happening within this community, and some are being stirred to offer more of that. Speak to us, to one of the clergy, if you are being stirred to do something in that area or any of the areas I've mentioned. And finally, there is what I observe as an attitude of thankfulness among you, giving thanks to God for what God is giving within this parish community and elsewhere, and an attitude of thankfulness rather than an attitude of complaining is a wonderful spirit-led thing. So all these areas are ones in which we can do more, as individuals and as a church. We are doing well, as I said, but we can do better. So if you are being stirred to do something more, please speak to us. So we celebrate today the Holy Spirit working within this community, bringing connections, connection with God, with each other, and with the wider community. When we call God Father, that is the Holy Spirit, crying out within us, connecting us to each other as sisters and brothers, making us more and more Jesus-shaped people, continuing the work of Jesus in the world, and longing for all to know his love. So let us continue to pray, come, Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, you set the church on fire on the day of Pentecost. Bring us as individuals and as a church community alive with the burning love of the risen and ascended Christ. Amen.